Welcome to Revelation Warning, a weekly podcast hosted by Pastor Robert Thibodeau as he interviews prophecy experts from around the world as we discuss current events in relation to Bible prophecy. All of this is to give the world a final Revelation Warning. Now, here is your host with this week's guest, Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Revelation Warning Podcast. It is such a blessing to be with you again today. And our special guest is Dr. Richard Ruley. Now, he's been on several times before, and I always love having him come on when things are looking a little, tense in the Middle East. He's always the one to turn to give us a good interpretation. Today, Dr. Ruling, he's an author, speaker, longtime student of Bible prophecy. And like I said, he's known for connecting current world events with the prophetic writings of Scripture, especially the books of Daniel and Revelation. With everything going on over in the Middle East right now, he's here to help us understand what it could mean and why Jesus told us to pay attention. With that being said, help me welcome back to the program our good friend, Dr. Richard Ruley. Doc, it is good to talk to you again, brother.
I love your heart, Brother Bob, Pastor Bob. And if you're ministry, may he bless you exceeding abundantly. My burden really is that how God is going to get his 144,000 special forces. Special forces just this past week rescued a pilot that had been down in Iran. Huge victory for the West, and from the standpoint of didn't lose a man, you know, came back and got him. But God has special forces, 144,000 of them, supposedly, but they're not there yet, okay? They're in Revelation 7th chapter when they're anointed. They're sealed in 144,000. But I think they need the seals in Revelation 6, okay? It makes perfect sense to believe that the God put that Bible together that way. And I see a possible delay in how it happens because of the events that, from my perspective, require an attack on Jerusalem, which represents God's people.
Well,
and go ahead.
What I was going to say was, you know, you said before that, you know, Jesus points us back to the book of Daniel to understand the end times, and specifically Daniel chapter 8. Could you walk us through that vision and explain why you believe, you know, Persia or modern day Iran is central to what we're looking at right now?
Yes. Well, the key word in Daniel 8 verse 17 is the vision is at the time of the end. And there are really two visions in Daniel 8 chapter. Millerites, Baptist preacher in 1844, thought that was the time of the end because he didn't use a concordance to see that it's a kazon vision of ram and goat. That's the word for vision in Daniel 8:17 at the time of the end. And based on that vision, I predicted war with Iraq before 9/11 because the horns on the ram are kings of Media and Persia. Persia is Iran. Iraq was Medes. And the battles, this is history that's going to repeat because Alexander the Great conquered them in 331 BC. But I believe Trump is going to conquer the Medes and Persians as Iraq and Iran. Actually, Persia was conquered. You remember, this is huge, I think, for your people that God says that he declares the end from the beginning. And in
that's
the book of beginnings, Genesis, Abraham is tested over his willingness to sacrifice Isaac. And at the last minute, he's about to slay Isaac, but there's a ram caught in a bush by its horn.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush caught the ram. It was caught in a bush by its horn, and it was George Bush, the president, that got the first horn. To me, that's huge.
Amen.
And here comes Trump with a great horn, bigger than those, you know, and horns were used to make trumpets. They would cut off the horn, blow through it. Here's Trump, trumpet, you know, doing it. And it just happened. The second horn was dead about 2 weeks ago, you know.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you know, I can't help but go back to, you know, the quote, the last Trump, right?
Yes.
And this is his. You know, I mean, nobody. It only happened once before in American history where a president got out and came back in again, you know, after another term, and here Trump did it. This is his last Trump. Amen. And talk about that.
I believe that, but I want to tie it in also because there are a lot of people who believe that we're going to be raptured out of here to heaven, and but it says that we shall all be changed at the last trump, and change means you're not ready for heaven until that last trump, and there are seven trumpets in Revelation that follow a big earthquake. Okay, there's an earthquake in Revelation 8:5. Next verse says the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepare to sound. First angel sounds, all the green grass burns up. I don't think that's literal or we'd be finished. I think it's as the flower of the grass, so shall the rich man fade. I think it's the economy is blown just like in Egypt. God, the Nile is the source of their economy. It turned to blood. They had cattle. Cattle is money, and but the cattle got disease. I think God is going to afflict our prosperity and materialism by a serious loss, and we're going to turn to God after hard times, not after good times.
Well, that's usually what drives people to God is the hard times.
Yes. And so and speaking of Trump, he is the Trump on the goat, and I believe that he makes the goat great. Okay, well, he wanted to make America great. So yeah,
Amen. Amen.
amazing. This is Daniel 8, 8. Daniel 8, 8. The goat becomes great. So,
And then the how the goat travels from the east to the west,
yeah.
and that's exactly what he did with what's going on over there.
Actually, we got it slightly twisted. The goat flies from the west. We are the west, and we're going to fly
Correct.
from the west
That's right.
to and get them. But anyway. So I think we're there. As slightly and interesting, even over the la night, three countries, Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey, are proposing a ceasefire. So that and the opening of the Straits of Hormuz, and boats are shipping right now through the straits at more than they have done in weeks. That's the early morning headlines here.
Amen. And before you've referenced 1 Thessalonians, I think 5:3,
Yeah.
when they talk about peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes, and
Right.
that's all part of the ceasefire, and then the ceasefire fails, and talk about that a little bit.
Okay. The real basis of my prophecy in a series of events is based on Zechariah 14. It's the last chapter before Malachi in the New Testament. Zechariah 14, Day of the Lord comes. And nations are gathered against Jerusalem to battle. Houses rifled, women ravished, half the city goes into captivity. I'm seeing that as necessary to my understanding of eschatology because a messianic rabbi told me that 90% of the Jews in Israel don't care about God. They just came for free land from the UN. And they were rushing it as far as the time to come back. God said he's going to gather them, but the UN is a beast power in Revelation 13 that's going to compel false worship. Okay, that's I believe UN and the world perspective, all nations. And there's talk about making a Sunday law for the U.S. to save the family. Okay, well. I don't believe that Sunday is in the Bible. It was Constantine, a Roman emperor, that wanted Sunday worship. I don't see that as a good thing. Congress is not supposed to make any law respecting an establishment of religion. I
That's
believe
right.
that it's up to people. If they want to worship on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, it should be up to them, not forcing anybody. God
Amen.
doesn't force anybody. He died, spread out his arms and died, saying, "Father, forgive them." So it's not about force like the Muslims are trying to do, and it shouldn't be like the medieval church that burned people to stake. It should be no compulsion. You don't need a mark of a beast. I believe God's going to do some interesting things. We can talk about it later, but right now I see a delay in what God wants to do because I think he wants the Muslims to attack and take the unbelieving Jews out, and then he's going to roar from Jerusalem. Heavens and earth will shake, and that earthquake is what really initiates end times. And we haven't seen it yet, and it could still be as Christ said, no man knows the day or hour, but as the days of Noah, when the flood came in the second spring month. That's May, okay? And we could see a timing for Passover in May. I call it 9/11 Passover because in Numbers 9, verse 11 is that provision. If you take a long trip and you can't get back, keep it the second month in time, if you can't get back in time for Passover. If they were to keep it a month later, they weren't excused. And same way with Noah. Noah buried his grandfather Methuselah, whose name meant when he dies, it'll come. He died the year of the flood, but a month later, the second month came with the flood.
Yeah, amen. Amen. You mentioned earlier, a lot of Christians are waiting for the rapture, but we're talking about the
I'm not
end
hearing
time
you.
scenario. You don't hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello? I'm
I'm not
on.
hearing you.
About
I'm not
now?
hearing you.
Not now. Okay, let's pause this. So we had a little technical issue there, but we're back now. But the question I had for you, Doc, was, you said at the beginning, that a lot of Christians are waiting for the rapture to happen. And, we're talking about end time scenario. Is this before or after the quote unquote rapture? How does all that relate?
Well, when it says one shall be taken and the other left, I believe that it's not about taken to heaven and a rapture. I believe it's martial law. Right after an earthquake, there's going to be looting in major cities with shops open and so on. Martial law will be declared, and one will be taken to a FEMA camp for screening and the other left. That's how I see it. Some people will be investigated for who they are. Are they favorable to New World Order and UN, et cetera? If you're not, you might not come back from the FEMA camp, et cetera. So I just say that's my scenario on it because it doesn't say what they're taken from or where they're taken to, But I believe that this fits the scenario of a huge earthquake. And I know after Alabama, I'm not Alabama, Louisiana, they had an earthquake, not a, a hurricane and so on. And the people that didn't get out ahead of time were not free to leave. They had to go to a screening center and slept, hundreds of people in a big gymnasium type of thing where food and water were brought to them. But, do you want to live with 1,000 people in a room on cot, and so on? I'd say get out early. leave if you're. I think Southern California is going to get the earthquake that's 80 years overdue from the San Andreas when big stuff happens. And I would say let's wait and see if Muslims attack Jerusalem. I think it'll happen, and it won't happen if they don't attack. God's going to use the earthquake to get the Muslims out of Jerusalem.
I did an interview a while ago, and we looked at the Ring of Fire in the Pacific, and there's earthquakes and volcano stuff happening all over the Ring of Fire. I mean, that goes right down the San Andreas Fault, so,
Yes.
and which ties into Yellowstone. We talked about all that before. I mean, all the things are in place. Let's put it like that. And active right now. The wars in the Middle East, the Ring of Fire going on in the Pacific Rim, and all these things are already in place and active according to end time scenarios. It's just a matter of the escalation, I guess you could say.
Yes, I'd say I lost my thought almost of what how I was going to tie into this, but it's clearly tied to the earthquake with eschatology because the earthquake also is a knock for the wedding in the wedding parable. In Laodicea, when Christ knocked, that city was destroyed in an earthquake. And we are likely to see modern Christianity is content with its things. We think we're rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and Christ is outside knocking. And the earthquake is going to get our attention, and it's 80 years overdue. And so it can happen any time, they say. I think it has to fit God's appointed times in the springtime when kings go forth to battle. That's also in the spring, etc. So we'll see what happens in the next. This is Passover week, but the week is not over. We'll
Right.
maybe the Muslims will use the peace talk to focus an attack on Jerusalem. And before the end of the month, I hope, and if we really want God's timetable this year, I think it has to happen in April, so that in May the Lord will roar at second Passover. It's called 9/11 Passover in Numbers 9 verse 11, and so that's what I'm looking for. And but the earthquake is really the call to look. It also in Revelation 6 chapter, when John heard thunder, it was the roar of the lion. It says one of the four creatures before the throne. The only creature that can sound like thunder is a lion when it roars, and it says the Lord will roar. He's Lion of Judah, the protect the Judah state of Judah where Jerusalem is. He will roar. Heavens and earth shake, and that in Haggai 2 it says, we sing it at Handel's Messiah at Christmas time. I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, all nations. Okay, he's going to shake all nations. That's a big earthquake, and it's not just America, but I think America gets the brunt of it because we have been like Egypt anciently, enslaving people in alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and thrown 63 million babies in the trash where Egypt threw them in the river. So we're like Egypt, throwing babies in the river, et cetera, gonna get judgment.
Amen. Amen. Well, Doc, it's been a pleasure catching up with you on all this stuff. I can't wait for our next conversation. And give us your website address and all that, and some of the
Okay.
things. I know you got your books on there and all that good
Yes.
stuff.
Thank you very much. The website is three words everybody wants: health, happiness, and spell it and out, destiny. Healthhappinessanddestiny.com. And across the top is a menu. If you're really into Bible and Bible students and want to know how to make a covenant with Christ, the earthquake and seven seals on the far right of the menu, almost at the end. Is click that link. You can get information. There's a video link so you can see. Click them and listen to the videos. I've had a lot of good comments about how it all ends. That's also there on the first panel, etc. So look around there. Nothing is
Amen.
expensive. It's like the cost of less than you'd pay for a meal today
Yeah.
in this country.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all that in the show notes below. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. It's always good to catch up with Dr. Rowling and get his perspective on things we're watching happening on the news. Amen. Praise God. So, folks, go to the website, get in touch with Dr. Rowling, download his materials, and that's all the time we have for today. Till next time, for Dr. Richard Rulo and myself, Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to Revelation Warning with Pastor Robert Thibodeau and his guest expert on Bible prophecy as it relates to current events. This podcast is not designed to invoke fear, but concern. Help us to make everyone aware that the soon return of Jesus is close at hand by clicking the like, subscribe, and then share buttons below. Share this episode with your loved ones, friends, and coworkers. For more information on our ministry, please visit podcasterforchrist.com and be sure to come back next week for another episode of Revelation Warning.